I am such a huge fan of eye fascination. I will, somewhere, I think I brought it out, show you the ring that I probably could have used to get a bank manager to do all sorts of crazy things. But you can't let that sort of thing happen. So, this is lovely, right? This is actually a very. It's heavy. I would say it weighs a few pounds, maybe two or three. Maybe I'm just overestimating. I should go weigh it. I have plenty of scales. So, it's lovely. It's clear. You can easily see through it. I love the end of the crystals and of all the facets. Also, this one is very sharp. I call it Murder Pyramid. I'm pretty sure you could, in fact, do significant damage to somebody with this. It feels really nice. It feels really weighty. I like playing around with things like that are heavy and weighty and distort the vision just a little bit, so you never quite know where something will come from. I'm always really fascinated by how good it feels to look at something clean and clear, and then to realize that it's actually reflecting something back at you, unexpected. The nice thing about this is that, from my view, that is even more spectacular, in my view, than it is on the camera. But it doesn't matter. With every shiny new facet you see, with every new iteration of my face or my gloves or the room, you can notice that consciously you go away a little bit more. And unconsciously, you come a little bit closer. And maybe you can imagine, in the best way possible, this kind of sliding into your mind until it's embedded deeply in you, with all the facets as you move, showing off different angles and different possibilities. Letting you sink down more deeply into trance with every next shiny surface that's different than the one before. And maybe you can just give in to the idea that something like that could be hidden inside your brain, could be there. Showing you different ideas, exposing different truths, letting you sink down more deeply. And that all of that can feel so good. Go ahead and just let all of that feel so good to let you drop more easily and effortlessly into trance, to let you sink down, to let yourself give in to that. This delightful crystal I got from Encinic. It is big. I have some smaller ones, and I like my smaller ones, and I will probably bring out a smaller one or two for comparison, especially. I got this little one in England a couple years ago. They're drawer pulls, but I got a package of four of them, and I love them both. Maybe as I hold one and I move the other about, it's hard for you to decide which one you want to look at more. Again, end is always the most brilliant. Look at how lovely that is. A place where everything just kind of kaleidoscopes together. It's hard to know what to look at next, but it's easy to look at whatever pops into your vision. And as something pops into your vision, just captures your attention, and everything else can fade away. It can be really easy to just let your brain get to that point where when it sees these shiny things and the intent is for you to drop deeply in trance, you can go there now. You can go there at any time. And you can drop down more deeply right now. And just feel how nice that is. To drop down more deeply right now and to just give in to that. I like that this one is so very faceted. Probably the size of it helps that. It's about the same faceting as this one, but this one is bigger, so there's more space. And it's easy to let go and to give in. Sometimes I wonder if this facet will take you down more deeply, or this one allows your thoughts to go away, or this one allows you to forget, or this one lets you feel good, or this one brings out hidden talents and depths you didn't know existed. Or maybe they all do all of those things, and it just depends on when you look at them. Your brain can give in a little bit more as you drop and you feel so good. Notice that you can drop and feel so good. It feels so nice to just allow your unconscious mind to enter the state of feeling better and better and better. And you can give in to feeling better and better and better. And as you drop down and sink and feel better and better and better, perhaps you know that it doesn't really matter what it is that you find yourself staring at, that sometimes your brain just needs a little break. So zoning out and staring at something, whether it's as fascinating, literally, as a piece of cut glass, or whether it's nothing at all, can consciously allow yourself to get a break so that your unconscious mind can figure out the patterns, the ideas, the steps needed for you to do what's next in a way that just feels so very good. So while this baseball crystal captures your attention, while your brain feels good looking at it, while your unconscious mind might drop down deeper or go blank or forget what's going on or feel better or discover hidden powers that you have or make steps to do a thing or whatever it is that's next, you know that your mind can just be so content to look at all of these, to sink down more deeply, to let go of everything else. You don't need to worry about anything else. You can drop down deeply and allow this to let your mind be as clear as the glass is. And as it's as clear as the glass is, perhaps you can notice that your thoughts, when you have them, when you return, can also be clear. That you can know what it is that you need to do, and you can just find yourself clearly doing it. Let go of everything else and sink down deeper and think about how easy that is to not think about anything at all, to be delightfully thoughtless in the most cautious and deliberate of ways, and then to give in to whatever depth of trance you've gotten to. I always like the idea that somewhere in there is sort of a never-ending place to be. And as it changes, as I move it slightly, your brain just knows that it's easy to get lost in it. It's easy to give in to it. It's easy to imagine that there's nothing else but what's right in front of you. Zero distractions. It's so easy to focus. The prize is in front of you. You know how good that is to let that prize be in front of you. Just like this. To drop more easily and effortlessly down. To give in so powerfully. To surrender and to sink. And to give in more powerfully every single time. Hold on to the sound of my voice and feel how very nice it is for your brain to feel cocooned and for your brain to feel appreciated, for your brain to feel a little bit better than it did just a while ago. So you can sink down deeper and deeper and just give in to that a little bit more. Now, I have so many of these things. I'm trying to figure out which one I wanted to share with you. So, perhaps. Oh, see, I have a bunch of these. So this is the ring that I was wearing. So I haven't actually worn it in a while. And it's not as quite as spectacular without the light shining on it, but you can still see the colors and you can still see the way that the light does reflect. And this is the ring that I was wearing when I walked into a bank to open an account, and the sun was shining on the manager's desk, and she was literally caught. And I think this was, I had already been doing hypnosis for a little bit, but it was pretty early on. And she was staring at my ring, and she literally got lost in it for a few seconds, and then she shook her head, and she's like, wow, that's a really nice ring. Maybe you'll think it's a really nice ring, too. And maybe, like the ball, each of the colors does something different to you. Maybe one calms you down, and maybe one invigorates you, and maybe one ups your drive. Maybe one fills you with purpose that you'd had inside that was hiding, and that you didn't need to think about, but you really should have. And now that your brain's thought about it, it just feels so much better to get it out and to do something about it. To notice that in this particular time of who knows what's going to happen, no matter how stable or not our work might be, that it's important that we remember to do something for us. That we do something for us so that our lives move forward in the best possible way. And that as our lives move forward in the best possible way, we can feel really great about realizing that however long this particular shutdown is for, whether it's a week or two, or whether it's months or longer, that we can remember to take care of ourselves and to feel really good about taking care of ourselves. And in fact, to enjoy that state of taking care of ourselves more and more. Let's do some even more tropey things. This is probably my favorite of my pocket watches, and I have, as maybe you know, multiple ones. I really like this one because the shape is different. I like this one because it's heavy. I like this one because it not only opens front, but it opens back to put the chain on, to give it a little weight. Oops. Like that. So that when it sits at your bedside table, it won't flip over in the morning. And you can always just tell. This one helps to do that too, give it balance. So you can tell what time it is. I have a lot of watches that don't feel right in terms of weight, but this one, it's got a nice heft to it, and it's very shiny, and it's very nicely balanced. And what can you see in there? You can see my window, and you can see my computer, and then me again. You can see my little reflecting recording space to help keep sounds out, which does not work around here, by the way. But you can see with the shiny how nice it feels to just let go. To focus on that perhaps to allow this to feel like a little brain massage, to sink down more deeply, and to surrender and to give in. Feel how nice that is, to surrender and to give in, to drop more and more and more effortlessly into that state of just giving in, of just dropping down, of knowing that you can be here for yourself, of knowing that you can be here for me, of knowing that you can be here for each other and for your community at large, and to feel really great about that. To do your best to feel good in this time and to stay safe right now. Stay safe and stay healthy. And as you feel that happening, embrace it a little bit more. And embrace it a little bit more. If I could turn that into a GIF, I would. Hold on to how good it feels to have been deeply entranced, to have stared at all these shiny things. To let your mind be happier, better, clearer, more productive, whatever it is that you need. And then come opening your eyes all the way on the count of five, feeling so good. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wide awake.